A net zero house is a house that generates all its own heat and electricity on an annual basis. So we're actually a net surplus house. We generate a bit too much electricity for the house.
Well, I noticed that by your meter today. Tell me about the meter.
Well, the electricity automatically goes back into the power grid. There's no practical way of preventing it. And so the meter just measures how much is going into the grid versus how much is coming back into the grid, like at night. And then we get two different numbers from it, and that then forms the bill.
And what are the numbers that we just looked at?
We imported 14 kilowatt hours in the last month or so, and we exported about 1,500 kilowatt hours because there's nobody living in the house right now, and so all the electricity, more or less, is going back into the grid.
Tell me some of the unique features about this house.
Oh, my goodness, there's a lot of features that get you to the net zero the goal. But really, the most important thing is to reduce your energy consumption drastically, and we do that by having energy efficient appliances, water efficient appliances, very, very thick insulation in the walls and the ceilings, high performance windows, a very airtight house with the heat recovery ventilation in it. And then once we reduce the energy consumption to a low, low level, in fact, at minus 32 in the winter at midnight, we can heat the house with 6 hair dryers. That's how small the energy consumption is. And then after that, then we can start to heat it with passive solar heating coming through the south-facing windows, and then an active solar heating system and a solar power system. The solar power system gives us all the electricity for the house and a little bit more electricity for a little bit of heating that's still required.
There's quite an array of solar panels on the roof. How many do you have up there?
On each side, there are 7 collectors that provide space heating and water heating, and 28 solar power modules that provide the electricity. So they're two completely different technologies. One gives heat, one gives electricity.
Are these readily available for the average consumer who's building a new house?
All the technologies in this house are off-the-shelf products. What we've just done is integrated it into a way that achieves the net zero energy goal. So you can go buy the solar collectors, the solar power modules, the inverter, all the plumbing, the water tanks, all that you can go buy.
The walls are very thick here. How thick are they, and how was that construction done?
Yeah, the walls are somewhere around 400 millimeters thick, and it's a double stud 2x4 wall, so there's an inner stud and an outer stud with a big space in between, and it's all filled with cellulose fiber insulation, which is made of chopped up newspapers. So that's how we get the insulation there, and it's R59 worth of insulation, but then when you consider the thermal bridging on the wall, the effective R value of the wall is R56. Now, if you were to take a 2x4 wall, that would have R12 insulation, but because of the thermal bridging in that wall, the wall effective R value might be something like R8. So you compare the R8 versus R56.
This is one of 12 projects across the country. What have you learned from building this particular one?
Well, we've learned lots. The most important thing we've learned, I think, is that passive solar heating, we could have more passive solar heating on it. And we've learned that active solar space heating is quite complex. We haven't really learned much about the energy efficiency side because we knew all about that already, but it certainly reinforced our thoughts about the energy efficiency side. Well, we learned more details on making such an airtight house, and that's always good. We've learned that actually solar power can supply all the heating and the electricity if the heating is small enough for roughly the same cost as the solar heating system. And geothermal is a great technology that could be used on here too, but we've chosen not to use it, but it would be a good technology to do too, and it might be something that we try in the future also.
What might you do different on the next project?
Oh yes, in fact the next project is already being framed as we speak. It's getting much more heat from the sun through passive solar, and you always have to control passive solar, so this is being controlled with a movable shading system, and that shading system itself, it consists of the solar power system. So when the shading is in place in the summer, then the angle on the solar power system is appropriate for summer, and then when the shading is removed for the winter, the solar power array is up on a vertical surface, and that's a good angle in the winter for the solar power system too. So it's really nice that it provides us a number of different functions and makes the solar power system more productive.
It's taken a long time to get to this point. For all the years you've been working on promoting energy efficiency and use of solar, what's your comment on getting to this point?
I didn't think we would get to this point in my lifetime. I actually thought that we would just continue to develop and push and encourage, but it would be the next generation that would come to this point. But I think it's because the environmental issues are becoming so severe, and coupled with the energy issues, that actually there's been such a rapid change in the last even 5 years. You know, I think it's really remarkable. I think 10 years ago I would say to people, okay, well, if you don't want to hear the energy efficiency message, then please go burn all your coal, oil, and gas as fast as you possibly can, because I'd like to see the renewable energy revolution happen in my lifetime. So it's fun that it's starting to happen. I mean, I think there's a long way to go still, but it's definitely starting to happen.
Is the house up for sale?
Yes. It hasn't been put on the market yet because Peter Amarongan, the builder, wants to just make sure the final numbers are all okay. And then we've got 20 people that are very interested in buying it, that make sure they keep in close contact with us. And so we want to be very careful in choosing who we'll sell it to, because really the homeowner needs to become part of the project team, because this house is a treasure of information and experience. And we want to be able to continue to learn from it, not just sell it, but learn from it. We'll be measuring its performance for a couple of years. And we want to play with it too, because there are things we want to test, very technical things called time constants, for instance. And we want to evaluate what happens if we have more water or less water in the big storage tank, and see how the house responds, and various fun technical things like that. We're doing some work with the University of Alberta Mechanical Engineering on that. So yeah, you know, a bunch of us are engineers and we're guys. This is our baby. This is our toy.
Thank you very much, Gordon.
Thank you. It's fun.